A new EPA proposal draws a clean line in the sand. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has the details in his weekly business and political news update.
The Federal Environmental Protection Agency announced a far-reaching and controversial plan this week that it says will cut carbon dioxide emissions 30% by 2030 from 2005 levels, a move that would effectively limit Arkansas's and the nation's reliance on coal-fired electricity generation. President Obama's new Clean Power Plan, however, will include an option that allows Arkansas regulators and stakeholders more time to develop and submit a workable plan beyond the earlier announced June 2016 deadline. Utility executives warned that Arkansas ratepayers could see big increases in future bills, while environmental groups complimented the proposal. With 1 month to go before its fiscal year closes, Arkansas's revenue picture may land right where it should. A monthly shift in corporate revenue collections skewed May's results as net available tax revenues for the month dipped 5.6% below last year and 7.3% below forecast. Despite the May twist, state revenue officials said the budget is on track to be fully funded. The state's fiscal year ends June 30th. What began as a $6.5 billion bid by Pilgrim's Pride for Hillshire Brands has now seen Pilgrim's up its bid to $7.7 billion. That's to counter a $6.8 billion counteroffer by Springdale-based Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods officials would not comment about a next move, but the company, in a better financial position than Pilgrim's, can afford to push the bidding higher. The head of the Poultry Federation is calling for comprehensive immigration reform, saying that his industry is currently struggling to find workers. Poultry Federation President Marvin Childers said in a press conference this week that without reform, the price of food is sure to skyrocket. Hot Springs should immediately start to revitalize its downtown by hiring a full-time downtown economic development director and creating a private investment fund for the area. That's according to a new report by community leaders. Longer-term goals include creating a tax revenue source to pay for voter-approved downtown infrastructure projects, identifying a location for outdoor community events, building a performing arts center, creating an open-air public thermal water pool, and developing the area around President Bill Clinton's boyhood home. The former Nordex USA wind energy factory in Jonesboro has been sold to a subsidiary of Trinity Industries, a Dallas-based firm that will reopen the closed plant as a rail car manufacturer, creating up to 350 new jobs. The company's subsidiary, Trinity Rail Maintenance Services, will provide rail car maintenance and services in the operation. Count pent-up demand for Trinity's expansion in Jonesboro. In its annual earnings release, Trinity noted that it had received more than 7,000 new railcar orders during its fourth quarter and that it had a backlog of nearly 40,000 units worth nearly $5 billion in sales. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. Challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.